Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Channing Tatum posted a video ranting about how an app he downloaded called Pattern knew too much about him. You can check out this video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. He's convinced, Channing Tatum is convinced, that they're using his phone to spy on him. You make the call. Does he sound like a crazy person?
How do you know what you know about me, Pattern? People of the Pattern, people that use the Pattern, you need to DM me right now and tell me how you know this stuff. I don't even know if I want to know this stuff. I don't even know if I want to know. I don't know if anybody should know this stuff. I was just in therapy yesterday. Yeah, I'm in therapy. Whatever, everybody should be in therapy. And I just get a notification on my phone this morning, boop, pops up, and using the exact words that we were using in therapy. Is the phone listening? Are you listening through the phone, Pattern? AI, the algorithm that is the Pattern, are you listening through my phone and then just regurgitating the stuff that I'm afraid of? Pattern people, you should just call me. If you know so much, you know how to get in touch with me now, don't you? So just do that. I need answers right now.
Boy, you know,
he seems very...
Yeah.
Seems good, man. He seems great. No. I don't know why he looks weirder when he has a shaved head while doing it.
Yeah, he does. It just makes it look scarier and freakier, yeah.
What the hell is the Pattern?
I have no idea. There was a show that had a whole thing about the Pattern.
Looking up online, the Pattern is a free astrology app.
Gosh.
Mm-hmm. They say the description is the Pattern is a social network that helps you better understand yourself and connect with others on a deeper level.
Explore
your personal pattern to gain insight on the various sides of your personality.
Oh, I would be embarrassed to say that I had downloaded that. No wonder he doesn't want anybody to know.
What if they paid him to do all this, and now here we all are. Oh. Like, yo, what's the Pattern?
Yeah.
Crazy Channing Tatum's all about it. I should get on it too.
Jeez, you know what, Steve?
I have a shaved head.
I'm a conspiracy theorist, so I wouldn't put it past anybody to make this look like this was this, but it's just a money making, setup. I wouldn't put it past. I will tell you this. If he is in therapy revealing his deepest, darkest secrets, and then his phone, he feels someone can tap into that, I can understand the paranoia. Yeah, I mean, because that's your private space. There are things you wouldn't say to anybody that you would say in therapy.
I understand that, but look what happens in this room when we're talking about something. It could be something as dumb as a, meat tenderizer.
Yeah.
By tomorrow, we're all going to have ads on our Facebook page about meat tenderizing.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's in his therapy therapy session, he's got his phone in his pocket, he's talking about stuff, it's still going to listen for those keywords.
That's why he's got to shut that phone off.
The phone probably needs to stay in the car.
Yeah.
If you're that worried about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it does say it collects data, to optimize performance and stuff like that. But that just means they're listening to us.
And I'll be honest, I'm really excited to see what kind of meat tenderizers are going to be offered to us by tomorrow.
We do need very exciting meat call on that one, actually. Yeah.
Very, very exciting. So now, are therapists going to have to put like cell phone blocking thingamajiggers just so, or you got to be smart enough to just shut your phone off? I never even thought about that. I always have my phone on in therapy.
Or do like escape rooms. Like when we go to like escape room in Gig Harbor, when you get there, they have little lockers.
Mm-hmm.
And because they don't want you to cheat. So you can look up like things.
Nice.
Or use your phone for whatever reason, take pictures. It's kind of the fun of it all. You're going in there not knowing what to expect, but you put your phone in a locker. That way you don't have any access to your cell phone. Maybe you got to do that therapy class. I don't know why it's a class.
I don't know why it's a class.
Hey, you know what? We're all taking a therapy class. For me. Yeah. How's your therapy teacher going?
I'm doing pretty well.
All right, good.
Yeah, and he does illustrate though how it's and I can appreciate it, but he illustrates how some men are still embarrassed about having to be in therapy and how it's not a manly thing. You know, he brings like, yeah, I'm in therapy. So what? Everybody, you know, that line because mm-hmm. for a man to be in therapy, it's still considered in some circles to not be a very masculine thing
so
to do.
Dumb at this point.
I agree.
Man. Come on, people.
I agree.
I think it's just because anybody could run with it on a TMZ or any kind of that. It's like, oh, he's in therapy because he's nuts, or like they could just take whatever they want. So in my head, when I heard it, it sounded like he was just being like, look, it's because everyone needs it. It's not because I have something like I'm going nuts or I have something really bad going on. It's just I'm in therapy like everyone else should be.
Well, yeah, but Vicky, men really don't like the T word. They don't. It's
I love the T word.
I do too.
Yeah. I mean, when we do the suicide awareness show that we do every year, I'm listening. I mean, you know, Dr. Ursula Whiteside, we talk about this. It is a tough thing to get men to go to therapy and admit that they have an issue. Men just don't do that. Women, much easier for them to realize, hey, I need to go get some mental help. And for men, not so. It's tough. So it's a real big thing. And I think he epitomizes that by, you know, hey, everybody, you know, it's like, it's okay, Channing. You're right. It would be good for a lot of people to get therapy, but it doesn't matter if they get therapy. It's okay for you to get therapy. It's definitely okay.
I'd imagine he's got that in the back of his head. I think it's getting better. I think people are now less, there's less of a stigma on that.
With the military, Steve, there's still those guys.
Oh, sure.
Those manly, manly guys. Those are the guys we have to hit. You're right.
Yeah.
You and me, we're lucky. We live in this part of the country. We live on the coasts. You go further inland, and it's just still manly men. It's not the right thing to do. There's a lot of men that still feel like, no, that's a weak thing to do.
And that's probably in the back of his head. He's dealing with that kind of men, like, you know, oh, crap. If I just said therapy, now there's going to be these idiots that are trying to judge me. So I want to make sure I nip that in the bud.
Yeah.
Which I don't blame him. I mean, he's just like, look, it's not a bad thing that I'm going to see a therapist. And
yeah. I'll argue with any dude.
But I'm with him, man. These damn technology, they're on to us, bro.
Oh, yeah, dude. You never like Skynet. You're all about that. You're like, you know Arnold Schwarzenegger is, you know, and the T-1000. Those two guys are coming after you. You do not want this.
Channing is the hero that we need.
He is.
He might lead the revolution.
Yeah. Gosh, man. I have to be careful. I mean, all these years, all the stuff. And I actually still go do my mini sessions. And I got my phone in my pocket. That's 3 hours of me talking to my therapist. And gosh, I mean, I say horrible things about Danny in there. I don't want them out.
Sure. No. Well, I already know all those things, though, so it's good.
Jeez, I mean, I do not want people to know how many ways I want Danny to perish. I don't need that to happen.
With a meat tenderizer.
With a meat tenderizer.
Yeah.
Danny should be
really
meat
wants a meat tenderizer.
Yeah. I really don't.
Yeah.
It was the first thing I could think of.
Steve wants to think. You want to see if you're, you know, if in fact meat tenderizer starts showing up in our Facebook, you know, our ads.
I've already made enough dumb impulse purchases. I just did one this morning. I don't need to make any more.
It's Prime Day. I'm not a Prime guy,
though. I don't have Prime.
How do you not have Prime when you're in Seattle? It's almost out of American.
I don't either.
Prime. Mm-hmm.
I use Vicky's Prime. If I really need something the next day, I say, Vicky, here's $20. Can you order it for me?
Yeah. Is that just as bad as using like somebody's Hulu account?
Because it's I'm buying it, and then he just gives.
See, Amazon
I'm
only
for it.
See, I would think that.
Oh, maybe you're right.
Yeah. See, think about it.
Ooh.
Amazon is saying, Vicky, only your purchases should you get to qualify for that $99. But if you let everybody do it, is that double dipping like Hulu?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm still giving her money to purchase it.
You're not paying
like
for shipping.
Going to Costco and be like, hey, can you just pick me up some chips while you're at Costco, whether or not
I also think that if you're double dipping like that at a Costco for everybody, maybe I think it's the same argument. It's like Costco goes, look, we'll charge you this, but we know you're only going to use so much in free shipping. You're taking Steve's shipping money that he'd have to pay away from Amazon, where they would say, well, then Steve, pay me $99. I think it's the same as using Hulu or Netflix when you're not supposed to. I do.
I'd rather not have logic involved in this discussion.
By the way, I'm on the side of, yes, Steve, you should get to do that. But if you're going to call me a criminal for maybe having somebody else's Hulu password.
We're all criminals.
I won't take it, I tell you.
I bought these Bluetooth LED party glow glasses.
What? Really? Really?
I thought on Facebook. And I'm like, those look cool. You can kind of create whatever you want on the glasses, and it just
You are
that's amazing.
You'll have like any kind of graphics, words, or whatever you want on there.
Oh my god!
Can you give me a pair too?
Yeah.
Can you see out of them?
I ordered mine. I hope so. I don't know. I didn't do a lot of research on it, BJ. I just saw that it was on. I clicked on the link. I'm like, oh, these. It's like, yeah, get these on a good deal. I'm thinking, oh, what are they going to be, like $90?
And?
They're like $19.99.
You have to buy them. You have to.
Oh, God, you guys.
No, I did the exact same thing. Not on Amazon, but there was a sale, and I bought a prop plasma rifle for $20. Boy, because it was normally $120.
So this Prime Day is actually affecting other businesses in a positive way. Like, people are buying non-Amazon stuff.
Well, I just bought it because I saw it look cool. It could have been next month or it could have been last week.
Yeah, the same thing for me.
It was just a dumb impulse buy.
I mean, I so much want to buy stuff. I mean, I go there. I almost bought something today, and I said, well, I don't need it.
Well, don't look at the board game section.
I was going to say, I got a link to all the board games.
Well, luckily for me, see,
you
Amazon,
own all of them.
I own all of them. And the ones that I would really want are the brand new ones, and I know they're not going to sell them at a discount. I say that now, and now watch all of a sudden, hey, you don't have this one. See, here's the thing. If Amazon got in cahoots with BoardGameGeek.com, which is where I put all my wish lists for board games, if somehow they got tied into that, they would send me those. They would send me ads for the games that I have on my wish list all the time. Amazon's got to figure that out. Someday they will.
And they'll get you. They catch you at your weakest moment.
Oh, they do. Yeah.
Early in the morning, I'm not really thinking clearly, and I'm just like, those look cool.
Oh, yeah.
Let me click on the link. But now I'm getting advertisements for it nonstop. I'm like, I already bought it.
I know.
Well, stop advertising it to me. I'm not going to buy it again.
It's so annoying.
I wish they could stop that. It's like I already got that product. And let me ask you a question.
Okay.
All right. I'm not going to name the store. But you know what irritates me? I now play this game. There's this one store where as soon as you buy stuff, like you go and you go in, you shop, you buy all the stuff you want, and they go, hey, you know what? Guess what you get? Here is a limited coupon where you can get for...
Like, here we go with BJ and his coupons.
You have a $30 coupon, but you have to use it within like 5 days.
Okay? Yeah.
Yeah. And you're the only one that can use it. Like, I was going to give it to my wife because it's like, well, maybe you can go buy something. And now it's only tied to you, sir. You have to come back and you have to spend it.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I go, I can't. I'm not going to be with my wife, so it's not going to work. So I play the game where I don't buy everything I want because you can use it right away. I could go back in the store, buy something, and buy something right in that moment.
Okay.
So I play the game where I don't buy everything I want.
Okay.
Because I figure I'm going to get the coupon and then put it aside. I have it with me, and I just go throw it on the thing, buy all my stuff.
And then you're going to turn back around and buy it.
And then he goes, here's your coupon. And I go, no problem. Hold on. I'm still in line. And I go, get my thing. And go, I'm going to, there you go. And you get the dirty look.
Well, yeah, you should go back in line. Yeah, that's the only issue I see with that. Yeah.
I'm right there.
Yeah, but the whole point is you're supposed to come back again later.
You gotta at least leave the line.
But I hate that.
Maybe go to the bathroom and then come back and buy it.
And it sometimes backfires.
You want the deal, brother? You gotta follow the rules.
And they're trying to be sneaky. They're mad that you're trying to be like,
what's sneaky? Why don't they just give me a $30 discount on my order?
Yeah, why don't they just give you money?
Because the whole point is they want you to come back to the store and buy something again.
But that irritates me because I went to the store to buy everything I wanted in the first place
Then you don't need to worry about it. Just throw the coupon away. That's what I do whenever I get these coupons.
Oh,
I'll go to Zumbies and buy like a band t-shirt. And like, here, next time you come, you could buy one, get another one for free, but you got to get it done within the next 30 days.
I hate that.
And I'm like, I'm going to throw this away because there's not a chance in hell I'm going to ever come back in 30 days. But I'm not mad at the store for
doing
that.
I'm very mad at the store. I used to work in retail. I think that's horrible to do to the customer. They're a loyal customer anyway. They came in for no reason. I didn't have any coupons. I came in because I actually like your store.
You just got to stop shopping.
I hate it.
Coupons are going to kill you, bro.
You're going to be mad. They're trying to promote their business and they're giving you something for free. You're getting a free thing and you're upset about it.
If you spend, say, $200 on stuff, which, you know, you go to a store and you spend $200 on something and they go, here's a $30 coupon, please spend more money. It's just like...
You don't have to, though.
I know I don't have to, but it's like...
You just throw that coupon away.
So that's why I came up with this system. But you know what? Sometimes they don't. Sometimes I go, all right, here's my stuff, and I get nothing, and then I got to go back in line again and buy that final thing I wanted.
Man,
I hate this game.
Maybe you should stop looking at everything like it's a game.
Yeah, you created this own game for yourself.
I can't help it. My mind goes, here's a $30 coupon that they're going to give me, but I already bought everything I wanted. It's like, damn it, I spent enough money. If you want, I mean, come on. you know, and so it's like, and I timed it out where it's like, I make sure there's an item that's $30. So it's like, I get it for free.
You are,
You are the master of overthinking.
Well, like, what do you want? I don't want to throw money away.
You want to game the system all the time.
I just wish they would just say, look, you're
mad
a great customer.
You can't game the system.
If I'm a good customer, just treat me right. Like, if you know, if I.
How does this guy who's working minimum wage know you're a good
customer? I'm not mad at him. I'm mad at the company.
How is he supposed to figure this out? Like, a moment's notice.
No, he doesn't know. No, it's the computer that spits it out. I don't have a problem with the guy. I never give him a hard time. He's just doing his job.
So you want them to have like some kind of like a flag in the system that when you show up and buy something, like, this guy's a great customer.
Here's what I would
do.
Here's what I used to do back in the day. Granted, it was 100 years ago when I worked for TJ Maxx. You know what we used to do was a weird thing. If you're a good customer, we just rewarded you without making you jump to ridiculous hoops and come back the next day. You would just get a discount there. Like, so, hey, you go. Here's 30% off because you're a great guy.
You are blaming then the guy that works the register.
No, I'm saying the company.
That's what you work the register. You're like, you're a good guy.
No, my company did that. I was just TJ Maxx was that. I mean, they would just reward you. They go, here you go.
But back then, you didn't have online shopping. We can buy stuff from any place. I can find that shirt, go on my Amazon app, scan it, and get it cheaper somewhere else. There's so many different options. So the fact that you give them a coupon today doesn't mean they're going to come back. They'll go to a different store the next day. You want them back in the store to window shop, to look at everything, to buy something.
Wow. All right. See, I'm not that kind of shopper. I'm a loyal guy.
Because you're old.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Times are changing, BJ.
Well, like, you know what? Then they need to separate stuff out by demographics.
They should have an old guy register.
Yes, have the old guy register.
Yeah, they're like, this guy's about to die. We should just knock $30 off his price.
Dude, that is brilliant. Because Vicky's right. If the young people, this is what they got to do, then give me the old guy register where I don't have to have that, because I get so mad every time I go
to the
store.
It's like the not-so-express lane.
Yes.
At a store. This guy with the walker, he's going to take a minute and he's going to complain about his coupons. I really don't think you should accept coupons.
I hate this store. I can't tell you how much I hate this store.
Then stop going there.
They have the item I want. That's the problem.
Order it online.
They're the only... You're absolutely right.
If you hate the store
at the end
so
of the
much,
day,
stop frequenting
but
it.
But I mean, it's the guys that have it, so I'm going to go to their online if I don't go to the regular. Say, I'm still dealing with them. If I could get this product anywhere else, I would. But they're the only ones that have this product, and I hate them because... I really hate them. I want to go.
They sell adult toys at more than one place, man.
I know. I want to go to the company.
Get them at Walmart, man.
I want to go to the company that makes
the
product.
You don't have to get the same purple one every time.
I wish the company would just sell me their product directly.
Well,
they don't. They make me go to the store.
How dare they make you go somewhere and then they add an extra couple bucks to the price?
Is that ever happened to you guys where you really hate going to a place, but they're the only place that has what you want?
There's certain places I hate going to.
Relationship.
There's certain places I hate going to because they're just way too aggressive in the store with their customer service.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
There's a few places, man.
Yeah,
it's like, look, I'm here just to get one candle. I don't need a pitch on 30 other candles.
Oh, sir, you don't understand.
And you don't need to follow me around like I'm going to steal the candle.
Baskin-Robbins has the 30 flavors. We have the 30 flavors of candles.
After a while,
your family of just an amazing candle experience.
And there's another clothing store. It's like, look, I didn't need you to pick out all these shirts that are definitely not my style, thinking I'm going to buy them because I was buying a plain black shirt, and now you've shown me seven bedazzled shirts, and you're thinking I'm going to buy them?
It's obvious you have no clothing sense. We're helping you out here.
Those are the times where I hate going to stores, but I never get mad at a coupon. They give me a coupon. If it doesn't matter to me, I just put it in the bag, and it's going to get thrown away when I throw the bag away.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I wish I could do that. I mean, look, there's a lot of things you do I wish I could do. My mind won't let me. My mind just goes at war with these people. And then you know what
Someone says, I agree with BJ. Good customers should be rewarded.
The old man register. Danny, get it done.
Okay.
All right, well, you know what? An okay from Danny.
I'm on it.
Danny, get on it. You used to work at the Hot Topic. Get the old man register at the Hot Topic for me.
Okay.
I'm never going to get mad at Hot Topic. Like, how dare you offer me a deal if I come back in a month?
Oh, well, by the way, it wasn't Hot Topic.
No, I know. The only time I experience getting one of those, like when I get one of those, hey, here's a coupon, but you need to buy something by the 31st of this month.
I hate that.
Oh my God, I love it, because then it's just like the excitement of the shop. Because I'll end up getting like a bunch of those gift cards. I'll get like $60 or like where I can get $60 worth of stuff for free.
I feel, you know, and I feel,
and
like
fun.
I feel like that's skewed more towards women. I think women like, I mean, on average, women like shopping more than men.
So don't give coupons to men now.
You know what? I just
don't give coupons to BJ.
I still want coupons. I want all the coupons. Give the guy an easy experience. Women, like Vicky said, she loves the excitement, but do you love the excitement of that? No, I don't either. Just if you want, just give me a good experience is all I ask.
But they can't. You're asking a lot of these poor people working behind the cashier to determine.
I'm talking the company, not the cashier. The company has all sorts of systems they can set up. You're right. The cashiers don't. They don't like facial recognition.
This guy looks like a curmudgeon. Don't give him a coupon.
Dude, as soon as you use the credit card for the store, they'll know. They got you on file. They have so many things about you as it is, because I get targeted advertising from every company I shop at. You get all the emails. I mean, you sign up. They make you do everything. Why can't they go, you're 102, you're a man, here's what we're going to do for you. They do it in like hairstyles. You know, men get much bigger discount on haircuts.
I haven't gotten my hair. I shaved my own head since high school.
Yeah, right.
Well, every woman will tell you they get overcharged compared to what men get charged. So why not? Let's do it. The old male register and then the young female register you get to go to and have your experience. All right, fine.
I suggest you just shop online.
Yes, yeah, for everyone's sake.
You're probably right. Early this morning, of course, Steve talked about his favorite rap artist, of course, and that was MC Poodle.
MC Poodle.
But we want to know, did Lil Wayne quit the Blink 180 tour because there weren't enough Lil Wayne fans in attendance? We thought this was an odd pairing in the first place. And now, he's done. As a matter of fact, you're going to hear him walking off during his own set. You'll hear that at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Lil Wayne and Blink 182 are on tour together. And when this was first announced, a lot of us were scratching our head going, that's an interesting pairing.
I think the first thing I said was, why?
Yeah. And, you know, I think a lot of other people say that, too, because turns out Lil Wayne not happy. Last Thursday, they're in Virginia doing the tour, and Lil Wayne stopped his performance to apologize to the crowd and say it might be his last night on the tour with Blink. Here's the audio of this.
I just want the people to know, if you wonder, please forgive me, but I am so not used to performing to a crowd and there's not too many, you know, like still phone. That's not my swag. I'm not sure how long I'm going to be able to do this tour, but make some noise for Blink 182 to include me anyway. This might be my last night, though. Let's go.
Yeah.
I mean, we could have told him this before the tour even started. Look, man. You're going to have some of your fans, but most of the people that are going to be going to that show are probably going to be going to see Blink 182.
Yeah.
Because it's a Blink 182 show with Lil Wayne.
Yeah, and especially because he's sandwiched in between two pop punk bands.
Right.
The opening band is called Neck Deep. They're a pop punk band from the UK.
What is he
Lil
thinking?
Lil Wayne and then Blink 182.
The problem is he's probably buddies with Travis the drummer, who's really collaborating with a lot of hip hop artists.
So I'm sure this
would be really cool. We'll have a lot of fun. And then all of a sudden he's looking out in the crowd, he's like, wow, everybody is not really into what I'm doing, which has got to be a blow to his ego, because if Lil Wayne does his own headlining tour, I don't think he's going to play a venue the size of White River Amphitheater, which is where they're going to be, but he'd probably play a decent sized room with Lil Wayne fans.
Yeah. Which why wouldn't he do that? Unless there's more money offered on this tour.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's some good coin being thrown.
Man, shut up, Lil Wayne. You know,
enjoy the paycheck.
Yeah. You gotta know, you know, as a human being, you gotta know where you are in life.
He should just cover Blink 182 songs during his set.
Oh, how funny would that
be? Well, they did do Green Day covers. They did do a collaboration of What's My Age Again with Lil Wayne. It was terrible.
It's so bad it hurts.
Oh, that's not good.
It's so bad.
Lil Wayne addressed the rumors Friday afternoon on Twitter. He wrote, quote, yesterday was crazy with a K. Oh, that means it's really crazy when you say it's crazy with a K.
Mm-hmm.
But I want all my fans to know that I won't be quitting this tour. I'm having too much fun with my bros, Blink 182. Really? Okay.
His management was like, hey.
We signed a contract. Yeah. We don't want to get sued. You're on this tour.
I'm having too much fun getting the money that I couldn't get if I wasn't touring with Blink 182.
But then there's some backlash. And I actually don't blame anyone that's on this side of it all. The people that went to that show in Virginia are like, well, you owe us because I came to see you and you dipped out before I even finished the set. Like, one person's like, I drove in the pouring rain for 2 hours to see you and you dipped.
What an idiot. I got to tell you something. As a former performer, and this happens in stand-up comedy, and if you're a really good comic and you're working your way up in the business, you put together multiple sets depending upon how the room is. Because you have, sometimes you'll go on, Steve, there'll be five people in that room.
Yeah.
And you know what? You're getting paid. So you know, a lot of guys told me coming up in the business, make sure you have a set for when nobody's there, because they're still there. They're still there to see you. So if there's 10 people in the crowd in a place that seats 200, you still want to do a good show for them because they showed up. They, like you said, they, as far as they're concerned, they like you and they showed up for a comedy show.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. Music, that happens too. Like when, you know, you're playing a show and you're like, you know what, playing ballads tonight, this crowd's not into that idea. So let's not do any of our ballads. Let's just do all of our rocking songs, whatever it may be. It's like that, like you said, comedy. Hell, even like the world of wrestling, there are times where you're going to perform in front of maybe 50 people. And then yeah, this other night you're going to perform in front of 700 people. And the way you approach it is going to be a little bit different because you got to figure out how to, okay, what do I need to do to connect with just these 50 people? Is a lot different than how I'm going to connect with 700 people who are just drunk and loud.
Yeah.
But,
and that's a professional. And Lil Wayne was so not a professional there. That, and you're right, Steve, that backlash, those people, that sucks for them. They came out to see him and he was an idiot.
I mean, if anything, just have fun with it. I know it's easier said than done, maybe, when you look out and no one's paying attention to you, but just feed into the people who are and make the best out of it because you are getting paid to perform. And like that one tweeter said to him, I drove all this way to see you. As annoying as it is that maybe 7,000 people aren't paying attention, but if 100 people in that crowd are totally digging what you're doing, then just perform for them and screw the other 7,000 that aren't watching.
Yeah. But I know that you got to figure that's, well, the key. Yeah, that's really bad.
But now I'm on the fence on whether or not I should go to this show, BJ.
Yeah. I know. You? This is unfortunate, Steve. I know you were looking forward to it, but you don't know the kind of show he's going to give you.
I'll be honest, when I saw that he said he was out, I was like, awesome. I think I'm going to go now.
I was so excited when I was like, just quit. I wanted, and I hate being a troll, but I wanted to go online and just be like, just quit. Please quit.
And then, because then his lawyers would be like, no, he can't.
Yeah, I know. I'm planning on going to the show because I love Neck Deep and I love Blink-182, and then I was just going to go to the bar while he was on. I'm not a big fan.
So why? I mean, why didn't someone go to, if it is Travis, and go, dude, this just isn't a good pairing. It's just, you know what I mean? It's, we know you love whatever, but this is not a good pairing. How did somebody think this was a good idea?
Because Blink-182 is trying to do weird stuff these days in terms of their music. And I kind of think that they were just like, oh, there's these two big artists. Let's bridge the gap because Lil Wayne skateboards and Travis Barker likes hip hop. Let's do it all together.
Oh God!
Let's sell all these tickets. Yeah, but,
yeah. I, you know, it does sound like, hey, this is a great idea from a marketer, because a marketer doesn't have a soul.
I think it's great. I get a chance to play with my phone for, you know, 40 minutes in between two sets.
True.
While he's performing.
I thought about that.
Yeah,
that's your intermission.
Wow. That's okay. My chance to socially network when I'm up to.
Right. That's a good call. You're right. It's a nice.
Let me tweet. Not all listening right to Lil Wayne.
Yeah. All right.
Man, I thought that was a bad idea for a tour, and now it makes it even more apparent.
And now he's got the backtrack, and then the people like that were at that show are like, thanks, Lil Wayne, thanks. I wonder if he'll respond to any of those tweeters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably not.
That's I hate that. We got a woman, her name is Rachel. She's from St. Louis, and I love this woman because, well, Rachel did something that I think should get her free stuff at 7-Eleven for the rest of her life. Because on July 11th, which of course is 7-Eleven, Rachel gave birth at 7:11 p.m. to a girl who weighed 7 pounds and 11 ounces. Come on. Come on. I mean, seriously.
Come on. I don't know if it should be her so much as the baby.
Somebody should get something.
Don't disagree.
Yeah.
I really hope they name the baby like L for 11 from Stranger Things.
Oh, I like
for
it.
Seven.
Yeah.
Seven, yeah.
Seven's a name that people say.
Yeah.
Sven.
Was this the name of the kid from Married with Children?
Well, there was six in Blossom, so why not seven?
Sev. Or Sevel. Let's just, you know, like the 7L and Sevel. Hello, Sevel.
Yeah, there was a kid named Seven.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. How do you feel if you're the kid named Seven? That's who I am? Okay.
I mean, at least say, hey, your kid can have free Slurpees for the next year.
Yeah, Rachel says she's going to contact 7-Eleven and tell them about it, but I want to spread the word. You know, I mean, if anybody who knows 7-Eleven, if you work in the company at all, that's a pretty cool thing.
Do you think they're fudging it? Like, it was really, you know, 7 pounds, 10 ounces, round it up, make it 7-11.
I mean, there may have been a little cahoots going on with the hospital, but that's okay. If you've got that certificate. That birth certificate says when, where, what time, how much you weighed. That's fantastic.
Dude, we just got a text. I did not see this until the texture came in, but this is one of the funniest things I've just witnessed.
All right.
Steve, did you see the New Jersey Devils mascot ruin that kid's birthday party? There's a video where he runs through a window.
Oh, what?
So they must have hired the New Jersey Devils because you can hire a mascot to show up places. You know, you can get like Blitz to show up someplace.
Oh, that's cool.
So it must have been in New Jersey where they hired the New Jersey Devils mascot to be here for this kid's party. And at some point, I don't know why, but the mascot decides to run towards the window. Hits the window and just breaks it.
Oh, whoa. No. Wow.
And then he gives a look like, my bad.
Whoa, dude.
I don't think he thought that was going to happen.
I love that he's a devil, too, which makes it almost...
Well, he's a New Jersey devil.
Yeah, like it's like, I'm here to ruin things.
That's amazing. He just smashes that thing.
He just runs. I think he was just trying to run to be funny.
Yeah.
And he just slams though into the glass window at this little kid's place.
Oh, no. And everyone's like, what? Oh, man. He's just like, oh, this is so bad. I want to get out of here.
What the heck was he doing?
He's like, I don't know.
He's like playing with the kids and then just runs off.
Like, this is the moment when the drugs kick in.
Yeah.
I got to get out of here. There's too many children.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing.
He had a panic attack and tried to go, didn't realize it was a window and hit it like a bird.
This edible is way too strong.
Wow, yeah, dude. He's running away from the children. There's no doubt about it. There's no reason for him to run in that direction. Except he's
trying
to.
He looks at everyone. He's like, why?
He's like,
did I do that? Did I do that?
I love that the New Jersey Devils posted it on Instagram and just wrote, yo, at New Jersey Devils.
That is too funny.
They're like, what?
I would expect this is something for the Philadelphia Flyers.
Gritty.
Oh, Gritty. I would expect Gritty to do this.
Yeah, right?
Gritty looks like the kind of guy that would just be like, just whacked out of his mind.
Gritty looks like the guy who's going to try to eat the children.
Yeah.
I don't even know what this game is. They're like playing with...
It's the parachute.
Yeah, it's the parachute game.
Dude, that is so much fun.
What the F is the parachute?
I don't know this game either.
Well, we played it in PE in elementary school. Mm-hmm. You have a giant parachute. Everyone grabs onto a little tab and you kind of fling it. And then when you say go, you tuck it behind you. You sit down, so you make almost like a really cool dome.
Mm.
And when you're an adult and you do that, you can get tired.
Wait, so it's a game or
it's just playing. It gets the kids going, gets them to burn some energy, but it's fun to kind of get in the dome.
The
best day in PE in elementary school.
So is there part of the game where you're supposed to also run towards a window and see if you can break it?
Only if you're in a mascot costume.
See.
I don't remember this game. God,
I've never heard of this game.
They never played these fun games with us in PE. They made me climb a rope and be all scary and cried.
Our idea of the parachute game was taking a sheet and seeing if it actually does work as a parachute. You learn rather quickly, it doesn't
not work. No.
How many times did you fall off the roof there?
Never off the roof, but off the porch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it's still like the porch was right above the garage.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, you're still,
And I totally forgot there's another one where like one person's it and they have to run through and they have to try to run through the parachute before they tuck it on them.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
To see if you can make it across.
Oh, wow.
Gee, it's just a fine line from being a child and being a stoner.
Yeah.
When you really think about it. These games are ridiculous.
I've looked into buying one of these. They're expensive.
Now you understand.
Prime Day. Sorry, excuse me.
Yeah, you understand the wonderful relationship of Blue's Clues. That's why. Because there's a fine line. Children and stoners love that show. You've got it, Steve. There is a fine line.
It's like, have you seen this new yard game?
No,
that
what's
everybody's
this?
Playing called Spike Ball.
Spike Ball?
You went to Green Lake?
Dangerous.
Dude, it was... Almost everybody that was hanging on Green Lake on the 4th of July had this spike ball game set up. And I tried to watch. My wife and I were walking around. We're like, what? It's basically like a little like trampoline looking thing, like a bouncy thing. And you basically spike the ball down on it and it bounces up and then it goes to the next person. You have like a whole bunch of people around this giant circular thing. But I never saw anybody. And I would imagine you're trying to get like a volley going almost like a... where you're spiking and you're bouncing it at each other.
Yeah.
But everybody would spike and the game would be over. Like, it was just like...
go somewhere where no one could get it.
Or they just wouldn't be able to hit the ball and make it work. So it was like this... I'm watching everybody fail at this game.
That's just the game. Just bounce it off that thing and someone else catches it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently it's also called round ball. So, but it's the exact same thing that you're talking about.
And you got to buy this. They want you buy this?
Dude, whoever made it... This. I mean, we legitimately saw probably 20 of them. At Green Lake.
And yet none of them could make it work.
But nobody was playing it well.
All right. Oh, it's team one and team two. Oh, it's sort of, oh, I see. It's like a, instead of hitting it over a tennis net, you're
hitting it off of this trampoline thing.
And, oh, that makes more sense now. Okay.
And then you're trying to spike it off of that.
Oh, and yeah. Oh, okay.
It's volleyball without the net. The net's the little round
trampoline.
You're trying to volley it back and forth, but nobody, I didn't see anybody being able to volley this thing.
So it just means they're chasing the ball around everywhere. Yeah, okay.
No, it was basically, watch them. It didn't work, and then they all go grab a drink. I think everybody realized rather quickly that they just wasted $30 on this game, and no one really wants to play it.
From what I see on the screen, what you're supposed to do is one team serves the ball, bounces it off that little center thing. Then the other people, when the ball's in the air, the other side behaves like it's a volleyball.
Yeah.
You hit it to one guy, and he hits it to either. He gets it, hits it to one guy, hits it back, and then that last hit, you have to volley it back onto the screen thing. Not necessarily to get the other team to hit it. You just have to bounce it back on the thing, and I think that's how you get
it. And then the other team has to go and try to do it. The 1-2-3 spike. 1-2-3 spike.
Oh, okay. 1-2. Okay, that makes
sense. So it sounds a lot like hacky sack. It's kind of like a hacky sack, but there's a bouncy thing in the middle of it all.
Bouncy sack.
They have a spike ball national championships on ESPN, and those guys sucked at it too.
Wow. Okay, thanks, Freddy. These are two things. The parachute game and spike ball. Didn't know about either one of these.
No.
All right. Damn. Well, on Friday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
What U.S. city is known as the biggest little city in the world?
New York City.
No.
Biggest little city in the world?
Florida.
No.
Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
Hampshire.
No.
Yeah. Reno, the biggest little city in the world. How about that? All right.
They you want a shot at spike ball there, I hear.
They don't, yeah. You want a shot at beating Steve? All right. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's a question from a listener. My house is currently in foreclosure. I've stopped making payments. What can I do to save my house?
If you're already in foreclosure behind on your mortgage, you can stop the foreclosure by filing a bankruptcy. There's different types of bankruptcy. Chapter 13 can help you catch up on your house payments if you're behind. It would mean that you'd have to start making your house payments again and catch up on the amount that you're behind over 5 years. You could also take off or strip off your second mortgage, which would help you to reduce your housing payment every month, especially once you're done with the plan and done catching up on your first mortgage. We could also try to buy you some time by filing a Chapter 13 case. Filing a Chapter 13 would definitely stop your foreclosure.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.